Good evening. We're set to tip off here between the Green City Gophers Junior High Girls and the Brashear Junior High Lady Tigers. We have Nicole Kristen jumping for the Gophers, jumping against Sydney Slavin of the Tigers. And Sydney wins the toss, gets it to Stephanie Elsie. Stephanie gets it to the top of the key. Now holds, gets it left wing for Abby McKim. McKim dribbles down to the corner, gets it into Alexis Harlson with the two-point shot off the block, and it's good. Tigers up 2-0 early. Now we shift, and Green City has the ball. Carrie LeFever has the ball. She loses it, but gets it back. Then passes it straight into the hands of Sydney Slavin, who gets it for the Tigers. She passes off to Stephanie Elsie, and Elsie dribbles right side, down to baseline. Now dribbles in to the block, up for a two-point shot. It's good, but a lot of help there by Slavin marking off her man. LeFevre has the ball now again for Green City. She holds, pressured by Harlson. Finally gets it away, but stolen by Elsie. In the process of running, Elsie travels, turnover Brashear, back to Green City. Ball gets into LeFevre again. She gets it down to Johanna Featherstein, and she turns it over. Brashear ball now. 5:02 left to go here in the one and only quarter, I think, Brashear and Green City plays the girls' B game. Brashear has the ball, and McKim tried to get it to Harlson. Instead, she throws it out of bounds. Turnover. It'll be Green City ball. 4-0 with 4:51 to go. LeFevre has it again. She dribbles across the half-court line, picks it up. Pressured by Harlson, can't get it away, finally throws it, and is recovered by Kristen of Green City. She kicks it back out to Rogers. Rogers loses it, but gets it back on the other side of the court. McKim knocked it away. Now Rogers dribbles down the sideline, gets it into the corner, heaves a three, and it's wide by about 15 feet, and it's recovered by, oh, they're going to call a jump ball, Slavin in. Slavin of Brashear was fighting with the Green City's Diana Lewis. Green City had the possession arrow, so they'll have the ball out of the... They'll take it out underneath the basket. They get it into Rogers, who takes it to the top of the key and heaves another three. This misses everything and goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball. Slavin tosses it into Elsie, and Elsie slows the game by dribbling across. Now it picks up to a jog and gets to the top of the key. Pressured by Green City, makes a wild pass, and it's picked off by LeFevre. She gets down to the other end and turns it over. They're going to call a jump ball. Abby McKim and LeFevre are tied up. It's going to be Brashear ball this time. Elsie has the ball now. Half court line. Green City again pressing her. Now she gets it left wing. She holds. Passes to McKim the top of the key. McKim takes it right wing, dribbles back out, finds Elsie. Elsie takes it down to the baseline, dribbles in, on the block, guarded. She gets it back out, and Harlson couldn't handle the pass. Recovered by Green City's Featherstein. Bringing in the subs now. Elsie and Harlson exit for Brashear. Entering is Hoskins and Longano enter. Heather Longano and Danielle Hoskins. Green City has the ball now. Out from underneath the Brashear basket, they get it down to the top of the key, and it was Rogers that had the ball. She made a bad pass, tipped out by McKim. It'll be Green City's ball again. 3:23 remaining, 4-0 Brashear.
All right, I'll pick it up now for a little while. Green City inbounds the ball to number 41. That's going to be Lewis. Slavin comes up with the steal. She hands it off to Hoskins. Hoskins brings it across the timeline over the left side. picks up the dribble, tries to get it over McKim, but passed a little bit too high and almost goes out of bounds, but Featherston comes up with the ball for Green City. Although I think she must have stepped on the line, so Slavin's going to inbound it for Brashear. Tries to get it in to Hoskins, almost loses the ball, but McKim comes up with it, and Green City with the steal, and we're going back the other way. It's going to be Featherston with the ball. She's going to take it coast to coast, and she's going to be fouled by Shelby Rogers.
A lot of turnovers and miscues here for the junior high team.
Yeah, they're just learning how to do this, and they're used to getting away with a lot, and things get called a little bit more closely when you have regular Misha refs that are calling the games the way they're supposed to be. It's going to be Featherston to the line. Her first shot is up and off the glass, but no good. And so she'll get to shoot the other half of the foul.
She didn't want to be accused of not having enough power on it, though.
That's right. Next shot is up. A lot of arc to it, but no good. But Green City's going to come up with the rebound on that. Kick it back to the right-hand corner to Rogers. Her shot is up and no good. Slavin with the rebound.
Can't find anybody to get it to.
Hoskins comes up with the ball. She's going to bring it back the other way. Brings it across the timeline over towards the right-hand side to McKim, except Green City with the tip, but Brashear comes back up with it. McKim up the top key over to Hoskins on the right-hand side. Hoskins takes it up to the three-point line, tries to get it into Slavin. She turns around, but she's going to be fouled, and I think the foul is probably going to be on Lewis.
No, I think they called 3 seconds in the lane on Rogers there.
Probably would have been on Slavin, actually.
I'm not for sure. I think both of them maybe were camped out there. Rogers has the ball for Green City. She heaves a three, and she misses off the right side. Rebounded by Hoskins. She gets it to McKim, who gets it across the half court. McKim gets it to the left elbow. Passes into Rogers. Rogers dribbles in, and she's attacked by Callie Allen of Green City. She got her foul in real well there. 1:54 left to go in this quarter.
It wasn't just a half foul. She made it a definite foul.
Yeah.
Slavin's going to inbound it for Brashear to Alexis Harrelson in the left corner out to Stephanie Elsie, who dribs it around the horn to the right-hand side. And she's going to take it in to shoot it herself, but then gets it into Shelby Rogers, whose shot is up and no good. And they're going to call, are they going to call a foul or just a jump ball? Nope. Foul's going to be on number 41, which is going to be Diana Lewis. That's her first. I guess. Who did they call that on?
I think they called it on Longano or Brashear.
Yep, you're right.
Anyway, Green Sea turns the ball over, and Elsie recovers it. She's pressured. She gets it across the right side of the half court.
She's not going to have too much trouble because she plays some with the A team, so she's a pretty good little ball handler. They get it in Alexis Harrelson on the left side, and her shot up off the glass is good. So with 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the first quarter, Brashear leads it 6-0.
I think that's 4 points there for Harrelson in this quarter.
She plays some with the A team as well, so she has a little bit better skills than some of these other kids.
Well, she's a eighth grader. A lot of these, I think, are seventh graders playing in the B quarters.
Yeah, on the court right now, we've got one of those scrums on the floor, and it's going to be Green City's ball. We've got Stephanie Elsie. She's definitely a seventh grader. The Hoskins, I believe, is an eighth grader. Alexis Harrelson's an eighth grader. Sydney Slavin's seventh. And Heather Longano, I think, is eighth as well. Although the eighth graders, other than Alexis Harrelson, don't necessarily have a whole lot of playing time, though.
Yeah. Rogers has the ball for Green City in the corner. She made a great pass to Stephanie Elsie. The only problem was Elsie is with Brashear. She takes it the length of the court, and is the ball is knocked out from her by Featherston, who ran up behind her and pushed it out. Slavin's going to inbound. It gets to Elsie on the right side. Elsie dribbles in just inside the three-point line. Now tries to pass out to Hoskins. It's stolen by
Rogers.
Rogers, and she takes it down and makes a little jumper. It looked like she could have gone in for the layup, but she decided to stop and pop, and she made it.
8 seconds left. They better get it down here and do something if they're going to do anything.
Elsie's got the ball. She gets it into the baseline, puts up a shot, and it's good. You can call it a buzzer beater. It was 8-2 now. It was the final of that first quarter.
Did a nice job with that.
We'll see if they play a second, but I think it's just that one they're going to play. And, yeah, they're getting up and high-fiving, calling it a good game. And it was a nice little game for the B-teamers. Get some nice experience for them. Now, if I understand it right, in 4 minutes, the boys are going to play two quarters of B game.
This is awfully good experience for these young kids. A lot of the schools don't have enough people to play B quarters, and so it's good that Green City and La Plata both have provided that opportunity for these younger kids.
Yeah, it's a good learning experience for both teams. And I think it'll be beneficial for both of them down the line.
Well, Tyler, I think I'm going to set down my mic here for a few minutes, but I'll leave mine on, and you can leave yours on, too, if you want, so people can know by hearing the crowd noise if there's if they're still connected up, and in about 2.5 minutes, we'll be back for the B quarters of the junior high boys game.
That sounds good. Well, we're meeting up here in the center circle. We got Groom of Green City jumping against Snelling and Brashear. I estimate an 8-inch height differential. But Snelling beats Groom, and Groom had the 8-inch height advantage. Snelling handles it for Brashear. He takes it right side, outside the three-point line. Gets it to Walker. He launches a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Green City. Number 11, Olsey. And he turns it over, travels with the ball, and it'll be Brashear ball. Snelling again handles. Holds it at the top of the key, passes left wing for Reeves. Reeves picks it up, holds above the head, tries to get it to somebody. Finally, a cross-court pass to Snelling, right wing. Snelling dribbles in, 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Smith. Daniel Smith puts it up and in. 2-point Tiger advantage.
Evans inbounds it and gets the ball back. He's going to bring it across the half-court line for Green City. He tries to get over the right-hand side, and Snelling kicks it out. Green City will retain possession of the ball. That number 13 you were talking about was Dakota Evans, or Dakota Walker, right out here for Brashear.
Yeah.
Okay, Green City with the ball. Turnaround shot up at the free-throw line is no good. Scudder comes up with it for Brashear, hands it off to
Snelling
at the top of the key. Looks over to Walker on the right-hand side, but then he dribbles it into the paint. His shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound, the put back. The Smith is good.
Smith has been awesome on the boards in the short few minutes we've been playing here.
Yeah, he's a big boy. I'd say he may be the tallest one for Brashear that's out on the court right now. Evans brings it across to the top of the key, dumps it off the right-hand side, back to the right corner, number 55, Groom. Kicks it back out to the right wing. Cross-court pass over to number 11, Elsie. His shot from the left side is up and off the glass and no good. And Reeves comes up with the rebound, gives it to Cody Snelling, dumps it off to Walker, the right-hand side. He dribbles it back to the corner, almost dribbles with it, gets it back out to Snelling, the right wing. His shot is up and no good. Brashear comes back up with it. Reeves' shot is up and no good. Smith comes up with it, loses the handle on it, gets it back to Green City, and they're coming back the other way.
Evans with the ball for Green City. Gets it left wing for Jacobs.
Back to Feud in the left corner.
They're going to call a foul on
Zach Reeves.
Reeves with the push.
I think that's it.
Green City to inbound.
Johnson with the ball on the left-hand side. Gets it in their big man, Groom. Doesn't quite know what to do with it, but he kicks it back out to the left wing.
He was triple-teamed there for a second.
Evans takes it around, try to get it back in the corner to Cody Johnson on the right-hand side, but it's a little too strong for him. It goes out of bounds. I guess they're going to say.
I think Scudder tried to save it when it was on its way out of bounds. They're going to call it out on him.
So Johnson inbounds it to Evans. Evans dribbles it into the right block, but his shot's no good. And Zach Reeves comes up the wall with Rashid enough to bring it back the other way.
Snelling has it at the half-court line. Almost double dribbles. Evans steals the ball from him. It looked like he had an over and back. They're not going to call it. And he has it at the top of the key now. Brashear has gone to a 2-3 zone, and they're going to say Evans double dribbled.
Yeah, he picked up the dribble just for a quick second and put it back down the floor.
Going to be Brashear ball. Reeves inbounds to Snelling. Snelling walks across the half court line, gets it to Reeves left wing. He holds two hands above the head, gets to Snelling back at the top of the key. Snelling looks, tries to set up an offense. Gets it to Walker there at the right wing. He heaves one, no good. Rebounded by Johnson, kicks it to Evans for Green City.
Evans brings it across the half-court line up the top of the key. Looks for a shot, comes it over to the left-hand side. Shot by number 23, Johnson, is no good. Brashear with the ball. Snelling will bring it back the other way. Snelling brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, looks over to the coach for the play. They get it back to...
That's Johnson posting up, and I think they're going to call Green City on a foul over the back reaching, I believe.
Yeah, either that or maybe a push. That's going to be on number 53, Feud, I believe. Yeah, that's his first foul. 2:28 left in this quarter. Brashear leads it 4-0. Inbound pass to Snelling and kicked out of bounds by Green City, so... Brashear will retain possession. Reeves will inbound it. Gets it to Snelling in the right block. His shot up off the glass is good.
That was a good move by Snelling to get open there on the block. He just blocked off his man and got it right there and put it up and off the glass.
That's a play that will serve him well over the years if he can master that.
Evans has the ball now for Green City. Gets it to the right wing for Groom. I really don't know what he's doing out there. The biggest guy in the court's out beyond the three-point line. He gets it back to Evans. Now Evans kicks it to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson looked like he could have walked, but I think they're going to call a foul on either Snelling or Walker. They're going to get Snelling with it. A reach. Now Johnson inbound for Green City.
Snelling's first foul.
Beneath their own basket there for Green City. He looks, passes to Evans. He holds on the right wing. Now passes out to Elsie. Now back to Evans, right wing. Dribbles, shoots a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Reeves of Brashear.
The big man Groom for Green City comes off the floor, and we got a number 00 back in. Snelling takes it coast to coast, and the layup is up and good. Brashear leads it 8-0 with 1:37 left in the first period.
That was a good read by Snelling. The defense was unaware of what they were doing. He just took it right by and put him up off the glass.
Not sure who this 00 is. I will find out. He's kind of a big man that's come in for Groom now.
Groom appears to be winded at the moment. 1:37 remaining here in the first quarter. It's 8-0, Tigers lead.
The 00 is Tejans, having his first action for the game.
Going to be Green City ball here. They inbound to Johnson, who gets it back to Evans to set up their offense. He gets it across the timeline, kicks it right wing for Elsie into the corner for
Tejans.
And he gets back to Evans, top the key. Evans tries to get inside, is mauled by Brashear defenders. They're going to get somebody with the foul. Snelling again. That'll be his second this time. Green City ball out.
Johnson will inbound it for Green City.
It gets
back to Evans, his shot is up and no good. Snelling with the ball, he's going to come back one-on-one. Dribbles around the right-hand side, his shot up at the glass is good. Nice looking coast-to-coast transition there.
Snelling's doing a good job of that earlier in the game. Evans tries to do the same. He splits the 2-3 zone up the middle, gets inside into the lane, and he travels with the ball. It'll be Brashear ball now. Reeves gets it into Snelling, and he slows down, walks across the timeline. Now kicks it left wing for Reeves. Reeves can't handle it. Scudder comes up with the ball. misses a little two-pointer. And Reeves gets it, corrals it out to Snelling for an 18-footer, and he splashes it home. It's 12-0, Tigers, 40 seconds remaining here, first quarter. Evans has the ball, gets it across the timeline at the top of the key. He holds right wing for LZ into the corner for Tejans. He holds, kicks it back out to Evans right wing. Snelling guarding him. Evans passes it straight to Shelton Johnson of Brashear. He gets it to Snelling. Snelling goes all the way up. No good. Rebounded by Tejans of Green City. They just looked at the ball and just watched it bounce down. I don't know what any of them were thinking.
Evans will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline at the top of the key. He spots up for a three, and it's no good. But Green City is going to retain possession of the ball with Johnson. His shot's no good. Brashear Johnson has left. Snelling. Time expires.
I think Snelling was on his way in for a score there, but time ran out before he got there.
So at the end of the first period, or the first quarter in a two-quarter set for the B team, Brashear leads it 12 to nothing. All right, on the floor for Brashear, we've got Scudder, Dakota Walker, Reeves, Snelling, and Johnson. For Green City, we've got number 41, which is going to be Evans. We'll inbound it to Johnson, back to Evans. 53, we've got Groom, the big man. And they're going to call a foul on Snelling. That's going to be his third, I believe, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the bench here and get some, a little more time for somebody else, maybe. Looks like they're going to leave him in, though. I don't know. This might be the extent of Brashear's bench.
Pass over the right wing to Johnson. Back to Evans. His shot's no good. Green City with a big man with a rebound. Kicks it back up the left-hand side. No good. Johnson with the rebound for Brashear. He hands it off to Snelling, who's going to bring it back the other way. Snelling, in the first game, came in off the bench for the Tigers and ended up being the high scorer for the team, so he's gotten a fair amount of playing time. He's a pretty good little player. Scraps it into the lane. His 7-foot jump shot is up and good, so Brashear with the advantage 14 to nothing with 5 minutes 12 seconds left in the second quarter.
Evans takes the ball now for Green City. He gets it across the timeline, has it, holds it just beyond the 3-point line there. Tough key, passes right wing for Johnson, whose 15-footer is up and off the rim, no good.
They're going to call a foul on number 55, Brandon Groom, Green City.
He's a big guy. I think he used his body a little too much there. Snelling holds it for Brashear, gets it right wing for Walker. Passes a two-foot pass to Johnson. Now Johnson's stuck on the right corner. He looks, passes to Reeves on the right wing. No good. His shot. It's going to be out of bounds off of Green City on the rebound.
Yeah, Groom went up for it, got it, and had it momentarily, but it went out of bounds.
Reeves now into bounds to Snelling. Left wing passes across to the right elbow for Scudder. Scudder dribbles down to the block, loses control. Looks like he's fouled, and he is. We're going to get...
Foul's going to be on Feud, number 53, Brody Feud.
Feud's short, but he's got good body mass. He looks like he can push people around. Reeves, meanwhile, gets it into Shelton Johnson, who puts a shot off the top of the backboard. The automatic Green City ball there.
Evans is going to inbound it to Johnson, back to Evans, brings it across the timeline, top of the key, dribbles it in the free throw line, looks to get it over to the right-hand side, but it's tipped, and Scudder comes up with the ball for Brashear. Brings it up to Snelling. Snelling will bring it across the timeline up the top of the key. Looks to get over the left-hand side to Zach Reeves. Reeves covered closely. They get it back out, but it's stolen by Green City. They're going to bring it the other way, and Snelling just takes it right away from that boy from Green City. Kicks it up to Scudder. Scudder gets it up and in good.
That was a beautiful transition play for Brashear. Scudder ran the court like a big man should.
Yep.
Snelling found him, and he hit him for the open layup.
Yep, yep. A little rough, but that'll smooth out. Those edges will smooth out with time. But he did the right thing. Green City loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. So with 3 minutes left in the second period, Brashear's leading at 16 to nothing. We've got number 11, Elsie's going to be coming in for Green City here momentarily.
Checking in for Evans, it looks like. Nope. Changed his mind. He wants Johnson out. Here we go. Brashear ball, and Snellian gets it here across the timeline. Right wing for Walker. Walker spots up a two-pointer on the line. No good. Rebounded by Reeves. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebounded by Snellian with a 15-footer. No good. This time rebounded by Feud of Green City. He gets to Evans. Evans, the point man for Green City, brings it across, challenged by Snelling. Gets it right wing for Elsie. Looks like he might have shuffled the feet, but they're going to get it back. Evans puts up a three, no good. Grazes the bottom of the net and goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball.
So when we say nothing but net, we're not just kidding there.
Yeah, it was nothing but net. Didn't go through the cylinder first.
Snelling over to Johnson on the right blocks. We got another foul on Feud. That should be about three for him.
He's going to get his two quarters worth. Snelling inbounds it to Reeves, stolen by Evans of Green City. Now he has a little trouble. He gets it to Groom, the big man. The big man doesn't know what to do with it. Gets it back to Evans. He's going to get it across the timeline. A little confusion there by Green City. Now gets it right wing for Elsie into the corner for Tiggins. Puts up a two-pointer just inside the three-point line. No good, and Groom reached over the head of Reeves and tipped it out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball. Snelling has it with 1:18 to go in the second quarter. He gets a right wing for Walker. Walker thinks about a three, takes a couple dribbles inside the three-point line, puts up a shot off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Tiggins out to Elsie. Elsie gets it to Johnson. Johnson gets it into the free-throw line, and he shuffled the feet. It's going to be Brashear ball with 1 minute to go. Reeves to inbound now to Snelling. Snelling gets it across the timeline. Left side, passes to Reeves. Reeves puts up a shot just inside the three-point line, goes out of bounds. It'll be Green City ball. Looks like Brashear and Green City both are just starting to shoot for shooting's sake.
Johnson brings it across the timeline for Green City. The top of the key, dribbles in the free-throw line, and he halfway took a jump, half took a pass, but didn't release the ball, and so he's going to get it turned over to Brashear. Snelling brings it back the other way, 23 seconds left to Walker. Walker can't hold on to it, almost goes out of bounds, but he gets it back. Back out to Snelling, his shot from 15 is off the glass, no good. Reeves with the rebound, his shot is up and good. So with 10 seconds left, Brashear leads it, 18 to nothing.
Oh, this is as good as it gets of being a final. 1 second, they're going to try a half-court heave. Oh, buddy. Junior high strength, you can't do it.
That's right. So time expires in the second quarter, and I believe that's all they're going to play for this B team, and Brashear wins it 18-0. We're resetting the clock for 8 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few with the start of the A team for the girls in tonight's matchup between Brashear and Green City. We'll leave the mics on, and so if you want to hear some action, you'll know you're in the right place. You ready, Tyler?
I am.
We're just about to get underway for tonight's featured matchup between the Green City girls and the Brashear girls. Here we are in Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri. Game time should be around 6 o'clock.
6:20 it looks like.
All right. This is John Slavin joined by Tyler Killen, and we'll be doing tonight's broadcast of both the girls' and the boys' games.
Be ready for some action-packed basketball.
These two teams have played each other already in the Green City Tournament. Brashear and Green City played for third place. Brashear came on out on top on that one. I think the score was around 22 to 15 or 16 thereabouts.
Pretty close game. Looks like we got Roush for Green City jumping against Alexander Brashear. And Green City comes away with it. Roush has the ball for Green City. She holds it top the key, gets it left wing into the baseline for Jacobs, and she's fouled. Or what are they going to call? Out of bounds?
I think she's just going to call out of bounds. Be off of Jacobs, and so Brashear brings it back the other way. Slavin gives it to Adrian Mountain, who brings it top of the key, kicks it over to Collip on the left wing, back to left corner, shots up, and no good by Slavin. Green City comes up with the ball. Rouse will bring it back the other way. They get it up the head to the right-hand side, get it into the paint, shot is up and good. So Green City with the early advantage. 5:26 left in the first period.
Jacobs was the one that made the little four-footer. Now Mountain with the ball, gets it left wing for Cullup. Cullup holds. Now puts it on the floor, goes left corner. Gets it into Slavin on the left block. She's double-teamed. Kicks it right side for Mountain. Mountain corrals it now into the right corner. She holds at 15 feet. Can't find anybody open now. Gets it to Lodwig on the right elbow. Puts up a shot no good off the backboard. Rebounded by Green City, but Lodwig takes it away. And Alexander puts up a shot, and it's no good. Rebounded by, there's a scrum for it. They're going to call a jump ball.
Big difference between this matchup and the matchup Tuesday night. They're giving the girls a little bit of chance to fight over it rather than just call an immediate jump ball. Slavin with, or Brashear with the advantage on the arrow. The shot is up and no good. Green City comes up with the ball while going back the other way.
Roush gets it right wing for Kin Cannon, and she holds just inside the three-point line, gets it into Jacobs, poked away by Alexander, and Cullup corrals it now. Cullup brings it across the timeline, takes it left side, now into the left wing for Mountain. Mountain dribbles into the left corner, looks, can't find anybody, gets it to Slavin. Slavin's triple-teamed on the block, kicks it out to Lodwig, now to Cullup, free throw line. Cullup dribbles right side, looks for Alexander on the block. Alexander can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds, but they're going to say Green City tipped it, so it'll remain with Brashear. Going to be Slavin inbound for Brashear. Some screens. Looks like we try to get Mountain open. She finally hits Lodwig on the right baseline at about 15 feet. Kicks it up to Mountain at the top of the key. Mountain holds, gets it to Cobb left wing, into the corner for
Lodwig.
Lodwig, they're going to call her with the double dribble roll. Turnover, go to Green City. 3:57 left in the first quarter. 2-0 Green City.
Brashear with the press now.
They get the ball in to Snyder. Snyder gets it back to
Rouse, I'm sure.
Kin Cannon.
Oh, Kin Cannon.
Kin Cannon's dribbling, and press was working. Green City had to burn a timeout there. Good press by Brashear. Good changeup there.
Brashear worked that with pretty good advantage in the Green City tournament.
So with 3:48 left to go in the first quarter, it's a 2-0 ball game. You predict the press again, or are they going to lay off this time, John?
Say what?
They're going to go press again, or they're going to lay off?
Knowing what Coach Williams does, they're going to press all night long. And then tomorrow, if they had time.
Kincaid tries to get it in here. Cross the court to Jacobs. Jacobs on the right block. Doesn't handle the ball real well, and she's swarmed with Brashear defenders. Jump ball, they're going to call. Looks like Brashear, they were all over.
Yeah, she first came into Slavin and was guarded by her, and then she kind of lost the handle on it. Green City with the advantage on the arrow. They get it in, but Adrian Mountain just mugged. That was number 45, Lindsay Snyder.
Mountain just came in there and took her right away from her.
Yeah, and the foul is on Lindsay Snyder. I'm sure that was a frustration foul after having the ball stolen. Brashear's going to come up with the ball. Slavin's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it out to call up the right elbow back to Lodwig in the right corner. She looks to get it in to Alexander, but it goes down the floor, and there's going to become something of a scrum. But they get it. They didn't call the jump ball immediately, and they got it out to Mountain, and she was not enough height for too many players around her.
Alexander did a good job keeping it for herself, trying to get to somebody. Now they get the ball out to Mountain on left wing. Mountain dribbles into the corner for Call-up. Call-up holds. Now gets it into Slavin. Every time she has the ball, she's triple-teamed. They try to get it to Mountain. And Slavin, the ball is tipped by Mountain. It goes out of bounds. Green City is going to have the possession here. Ken Cannon's going to inbound it. To Roush. Has it right wing. Pass to number 43, Snyder. She puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Alexander, going the other way.
Yeah, I think it was tipped by Slavin right into Alexander's hands. Mountain's going to bring it across the timeline, dribbles over the left-hand side. To Collip. Collip's going to dribble it in the corner, gets it back out to Alexander, left elbow. She's going to dribble to the oh, no, it was Lodwick, I'm sorry. Her shot is up and good. So now we're all knotted up. Brashear undoubtedly is going to be back in the press mode here.
And you called it, John. Here they are. Not being able to get it in. Finally, Green City gets it into Roush. Kim Cannon holds the ball now. She dribbles right side. Tried to trap, and she throws it. She tries to throw it to Snyder, and it hits Lodwig right in the knees. They scrum, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Green City.
I don't think Lodwig is ready for that one.
I don't think so either.
Inbound to Roush, and she loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, and I think Green City is going to retain possession of the ball.
I think Mountain got her hand in on that, knocked it away.
Kincannon will inbound it for Green City.
Oh, dangerous pass into Jacobs, and Jacobs mishandles it. Lodwig picks it up and falls on the floor. Tries to pass it to Alexander. Alexander is the pass is broken up by Snyder, and Lodwig comes away with it now. She gets it to the top of the key for Mountain. Mountain now puts it on the floor, goes to the left wing, back to the top of the key. She holds it right side, gets it into the corner for Collip. Collip passes to Slavin. The ball hits Slavin in the foot and bounced away. Green City comes up with it. Snyder with the ball for Green City. She gets it left side for Ken Cannon. Into the block for Jacobs. Jacobs off the backboard. It's good. 4-2 in favor of Green City with 1:40 remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, Alexander kind of blew the coverage on that.
Yeah, it didn't look good for Brashear there.
Mountain back to Collip. Collip thinks back in the left-hand corner. Looks to take it into Slavin. Slavin's double-teamed. Back out to Collip. Back to the left corner. Double-team again by Slavin to Collip to Lodwick out on the left wing. Her shot is short. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Green City's ball.
Did she draw anything on that shot?
Inbound pass, but they break the press to the big girl. She's... gets it out to number 45, dribbles along the right-hand side, shots up, no good. Slavin comes up with the rebound for Brashear. Amazing how much difference there is in the refs. These refs are given a lot more opportunity to fight for the ball than some of the other ones. Some of the other ones just call a jump ball, and the other player seems to touch it.
Yeah, I know.
Collip has it down the left corner, gets it to Slavin. She kicks it out the Mountain. Nice-looking pass, shots up, and no good. And they're going to call a foul on somebody on Brashear, I'm not sure.
Mountain looked like nerves got her there. She was wide open from 6 feet and missed it.
Fouls on number 21, which is going to be Ladwig. Carmen Woods in the game for Slavin.
Brashear puts on the press again. They get it into Roush. Back to Kincannon now. Kincannon finds Snyder on the right in the middle of the timeline. Snyder loses handle of it. Falls on the floor. Going to call a jump ball now. Brashear has the possession arrow. Brashear ball.
I would have thought that would have been more of a travel than anything
else. Looked to me like she was flopping on the ground with the ball. Anyway, Brashear has it. Lodwig holds it at the top of the key. Now gets it left corner for Collip.
into Carmen Woods, back out to Ladwig in the left wing. Her shot is up and no good. Green City with the rebound. They get it up ahead to Rouse. And shot is up and no good, but Collip is going to be guilty for the infraction on that one.
That was probably a good foul because it looked like an easy 2 points for Green City. Make them earn them.
But it may be an easy 2 points for Rouse at the free throw line, too. We've got 19.6 seconds left in the first period. Green City leads it 4-2.
Ah, paid off. Missed the first free throw. Second one on its way. It's no good either. Rebounded by... You going to call a foul there?
I don't think so. I think they're just going to say the Green City knocked it out of their hands, went out of bounds, and so Brashear will retain possession of the ball. Ladwig's going to bring it up for the Tigers. One of the three big girls for the Tigers tries to get it up to Adrian Mountains, but tipped out of bounds by Kim Cannon. So Brashear will retain possession of the ball.
With 12.2 seconds, they better run something pretty quick here. Ladwig holds, gets it into Collip. Collip holds it top the key with 10 seconds. Now dribbles left wing, looks for... Somebody's in the corner.
It's Adrian Mountain back out to Collip. Collip's going to shoot. Her shot is partially blocked. Time expires in the first period. Green City leads it 4-2.
Well, it's a highly contested match here through the first quarter. Signs of a good game to follow, I'd say.
Wyant and Lefebvre is going to be coming in for Green City, looks like. It's always kind of interesting and amazing to me to watch Coach Williams' strategies in these games. She moves her players around a lot. In the early going here, they tried to get the ball into Slavin quite a bit on the left-hand side, which is kind of a new thing. They usually put Alexander over on the other side and try to get the ball into her. And then they've had Ladwig bring the ball down a fair amount, which is kind of a new thing for her as well.
I believe Ladwig might be... Between her and Slavin, they're the tallest players on the team, and they have her running the point sometimes. We'll see what happens here in the second quarter. I would guess some more pressing by Brashear. I haven't seen that Green City has had a full court press yet.
The other night they didn't do that at all. Green City with the ball. They got it out to the top of the key. It's going to be Rouse with it with the left-hand side back to Kincannon. She tries to get it up ahead, but Ladwig mugs her. She brings it to Brashear, bringing it back the other way. Ladwig up to the top of the key, dribbles around over the left-hand side to Collip, about left wing. She's going to dribble a rack back to the top of the key, stops, pulls up back to Adrian Mountain, the left wing. She dribbles it out. Back to Collip, the left wing. Not sure who they're going to go to. They try to get it into Ladwig, but it goes right into the hands of Green City, and it's going to be a jump ball situation. Woods will inbound it for the Tigers.
Wyant got her hands on it for Green City and just corralled it.
Ladwig at the ball over on the right-hand side. Kicks it out to Mountain up the top of the key. She's going to dribble around over towards the left-hand side. She's double-teamed. She gets it over the top to Ladwig, who's going to take it around the right-hand side. Screen set by Alexander. Shots up and no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Green City's ball.
Looks like maybe Wyant of Green City got her hand on that, deflected the ball some.
Kincannon gets it up ahead, nearly stolen by Woods.
Oh.
And they get it up ahead to number 43, Wyatt, who almost walks with it. They get it up ahead to the left block. Shot is up and no good. She was wide open. They're lucky that shot didn't fall. Green City comes up with the rebound again. Shot is up and good this time. Alexander's going to be guilty for the foul, though.
Jacobs with that shot right at the block. She was she had two defenders on her. She still put it up and the foul. 6-2 in favor of Green City with 4:46 left to go in the half. Jacobs dribbles, puts up the shot, no good. And it's going to be a foul push with...
I think it's going to be on Wyant.
Brashear ball now. Mountain has it for the Tigers. Takes it across half court, gets it right wing for Collip. Collip holds two hands above the head. Dribbles into the right elbow. She's swarmed by defenders. Tried to get it out to Ladwig. they called nothing. It looked like there should have been a foul or a travel or something, but Logwood comes up with it, gets it to Colop. Colop has it now left side, passes into
Alexander.
He kicked
it back to Mountain in the left-hand corner. She's going to give it to Colop, who comes in behind her, back out to Amber Alexander, the left blocks, and her shot, well, she didn't shoot. She tries to kick it out to Colop, but it's a little too strong. Alexander has a little bit of a habit of that. She's got so much strength in her arms that she sometimes throws it with a little bit too much steam. Some of the other girls can't quite handle it. The inbound pass is mugged by Ladwig to Adrian Mountain. She attempts to go up, and she's met with a block, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Green City's.
Mountain has to get her shot off a little faster than anybody else because she's about 5 foot nothing, I would say.
Kincannon with it. She gets it up and ahead to number 15. She brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over to the right-hand side, and passes it right into the hands of Emily Ladwig, and she was going to bring it down to the left wing. Brings it back out the top of the key over the right-hand side. Over to Collup on the left side. Her shot is open, but no good. Carmen Woods comes up with the rebound. She kicks it back out to Ladwig over the right-hand side.
Collup was wide open. She still is right at the elbow.
Yep. Back over to Collup on the left-hand side. She's going to look to get it into Alexander, the left-hand blocks, and does so. And her shot is up, and it's a little bit too strong, but Adrian Mountain comes up with the ball, and her shot's no good. And Edinburgh Alexander is going to be walking with it. So it's going to be Green City ball.
I don't know about that. I didn't really see her shuffle the feet there.
No, I didn't either. That may have been payback for some other time.
Maybe. Brashear going to run the press again.
Kincannon into Rouse. Back to Kincannon. They get it up ahead to the big girl. Up
wide open.
Jacobs. And Jacobs double dribbles. So
I think she got a little too excited there and couldn't control herself. Mountain has the ball for Brashear now. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 6-2 in favor of Green City. She holds at the top of the key. Gets a left wing for Colop. Colop dribbles to the top of the key. Now takes it right side. Gets it to right elbow for Ludwig. Ludwig steps out the three-point line. Now back in just inside. Misses a shot. Rebounded by Snyder, but kicks it out to Adrian Mountain of Brashear.
Not sure who she was throwing to. Back to Carmen Woods on the right corner. Now they find Colop. Cross-court pass to Colop. It was nearly stolen. She gets it to Emily Ladwig. Ladwig falls down but gives it to Colop to Woods in the left corner.
Should have been a travel there.
Screened by Colop. Woods into Ladwig, and she's going to be pushed. And that push is going to be by Wyatt, I believe.
When Ludwig fell down, I think they should have called a travel.
Yeah, that's going to be the second foul on Wyatt. We're going to have number 55 coming in here. Christian, I'd bet for Wyatt.
I think they're going to nail Roush here on a reach-in foul on Ludwig. And it'll be a shooting foul for Ludwig. She'll have two opportunities here at the line. Roush's first foul with 2:19 to go at 6-2 in favor of Green City. Ludwig misses her first free throw. Second one, she's preparing for.
Slavin will be coming in the game for Alexander. Got Ladwig at the free throw line for the second half of the shot. Slavin and Woods up at the front end. Slavin comes up with the rebound. The shot was no good. She gets it out to Colop. Colop looks to take a shot, but gets it out to Ladwig. The left blocks over to Adrian Mountain. Her shot is short. Ball on the ground. They're going to call it as a jump.
Brashear, I count
position.
Four girls hit the floor on that one. Going to be Brashear ball here.
Going to have a little stack here. Gets it out to Colop on the left-hand side. Colop to Ludwig.
Ludwig took a step there.
Yeah, she did.
Stephanie Elzy into the game for Adrian Mountain here with Brashear. Brashear runs the press. Green City gets into Jacobs. Now half court for Snyder. Snyder dribbles down.
Oh,
passes
man,
to Jacobs.
Off her head.
Wasn't expecting it, obviously.
Oh, man.
But in all the process, I think Colop knocked it out of bounds. Ball remained with Green City. They get it into Roush. Roush puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Ludwig. Ludwig passes off to Elzy. Elzy's going to run the point in Mountain's absence here. Elzy gets the left wing for Colop. Colop holds into the corner for...
It's going to be Carmen Woods. Back out to Colop. Colop gets it into Ladwig. Her shot is up and no good, but she was fouled.
she's going to try to redeem herself there at the line.
The foul is going to be on her number 33, Jamie Roush. That's probably her second.
Yep, mark two down for Roush. That's a big foul for Brashear, getting her.
Ladwig's first shot is up and off the glass is good.
Did she call bank there?
1 minute 32 left in the half. Green City leads at 6-3. His second shot is up and no good. Green City comes up with a rebound. Roush will bring it back the other way. Tries to get it in the lane, but Ladwig with the steal, and she's going to bring it up. Hands it off to Elsie, brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side. Back to Woods, looks to get it in. Slavin is double-teamed. They get it to Slavin. Her shot is up and no good. Ladwig had it momentarily, but they're going to call a jump ball.
Green City ball with the possession arrow. Brashear sets up the press again. Green City gets it in Roush. Roush holds, gets it back to Kincannon. Now out to Roush again. Over to Kincannon, who finally gets across the timeline to top the key. Tries to pass it down to Jacobs on the block. Instead, she muffed the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Be Brashear ball. Slavin into Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline, top the key. Looks right. Now passes left wing for Collip. Call up into the corner for Woods. Woods holds. Looks to get it into Ladwig, but she's double-teamed. Gets it out to Collip. Now back to Woods. Now back to Collip. Collip tries to get into Ladwig. It's knocked away. Now there's a scrum for it again. And another jump ball. This time the possession arrow favors Brashear. Slavin inbound for Brashear. She gets it into Elsie just beyond the left three-point hash. She steps in from about 18 feet, and she drills it. Nothing but nylon for Stephanie Elsie.
I was just going to say, Brashear's going to have some of their people outside to take some shots to bring that coverage off, and that's exactly what she did. Get the ball ahead, covered by Slavin. Shot's no good, but the rebound, Green City, shot's no good, and they're going to call a jump ball. So with 13.8 seconds left, Green City leads it 6-5.
Plenty of time here for Green City to get a quality shot off before the half. Well, maybe not.
Collip knocks the ball out of bounds, so now we're at 11.6 seconds left.
Good play by Collip.
Yeah, she just about had it. She had the steal, but then she just lost the handle on at the last minute. Green City gets the ball in off the top of Elsie.
They're going to spend the whole half trying to corral the ball, I think. Now it's Snyder at the top of the key, gets it to Roush. Roush dribbles in 1 second, puts up a shot. No good. So at the end of one half, it's 6-5 in favor of Green City.
Low scoring game, but the well played game so far. A lot of big girls in the paint here, and so there's a lot of defensive action.
I don't know how many jump balls we've had, but there have been a ton of people getting both hands on the ball, fighting and gouging each other. I'm sure the second half will be equally impressive here.
Shear's going to have to start taking some shots, I think, from the outside to bring that coverage out. Most of these girls that are in the lane are double or triple teamed, and until Brashear starts shooting the ball a few times, that they're just going to leave it that way.
Well, just like that time over here with Stephanie Elsie, they got them thinking inside, and they kicked it out, and she was wide open, and she can hit them. Her, maybe Mountain, somebody, call up maybe even, get them out there, let them shoot some of those outside perimeter shots.
Yeah, I was just noticing also Collip was open a ton of times, but she just never took the shot.
Collip stays on the weak side usually, and that weak side, the defense just collapses, and that weak side is always wide open. They just need a quick reverse, and bam, she can drill them.
But we don't know. The coach may say, don't take those shots. So,
we don't get paid the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. I don't know about you, but I think they could double my salary and I still wouldn't be paid a lot. What do you think, Tyler?
I think you're about right.
So they've reset the clock for 8 minutes. They haven't started it just yet, but we'll be back in a few for the second half of play.
I think we're going to do a girls slave auction here, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be back for second half action in a little while. Well, we're back and getting ready to start the second half here. What do you expect out of them, John?
Press, press, press.
It's been working. Tigers trail by one, 5-6 here at the start of the second half.
Okay, we got on the floor for the Tigers. We've got Slavin, Collip, Ladwig, Woods, and Alexander. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. So waiting Ashley Collip. Ashley brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side, kicks it back to Woods. Woods looks to get it into Ladwig, but kicks it back out to Collip, right back to Woods. Woods needs to take that shot once in a while. She's wide open, tries to get it into Slavin, but Slavin's got a whole bunch of people around her. And call a jump ball, and it'll go back the other way.
Woods just looks so indecisive on what she's trying to do there. I mean, she looks like she wants to pass and then shoot and then pass. She just can't decide. Here she makes a good defensive play, though. Almost steals the ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession there favors the Tigers. It'll be Bashir Ball.
Woods is really quick, and on defense, she's real good at that. She kind of comes, she's not real tall, and she kind of comes out of nowhere. Slavin gets it into Ladwig. Lag with the right block. She squares up on the right-hand side. Shot's a little bit short, but she gets her own rebound, putting the put up, and it's good. So Tigers with the first lead of the night. Seven. They haven't got it on the scoreboard, but it should be 7-6.
Meanwhile, another scrum, and Woods is involved this time, but Green City recovers, gets the ball to Kick Cannon, and this time she turns it over to, guess who, Woods gets it on the block for Alexander, puts it up, and off the backboard, no good. Fights for her own rebound, and she's tied up with Kincannon. It'll be Green City ball. Kincannon gets it in to Roush. Roush takes it up the middle. She passes to, well, she tried to get it to Wyatt, but she wasn't looking for it. She passed out of bounds. Now Slavin gets it to Collip, and Collip is going to take it up the other side. Collip gets it to the right side for Woods. Woods, again, indecisive on what she's going to do. Gives it back to Collip. Collip holds, passes to Woods. Woods is in the corner. She finally gets it to Ladwig, and Ladwig is pounding. It's going to be a foul on Green City. No, they're going to call it a jump ball, and it'll be Bashir ball, I guess. Looked like she was fouled to me.
Slavin to Collip back to Woods. They're going to call a foul.
I think they called the call up shuffling her steps. It'll be Green City ball here. Kincannon gets it into Rouse
and back to Kincannon. Cannon guarded by Woods. Woods is going to come up to the coverage, but they get it across the timeline to Snyder. Snyder back to Rouse at the top of the key. She's going to drive it in the lane. Her 12-foot jump shot is no good. Green City with the rebound. They get it across the lane, back out. That's the tip. And they're going to, well, I thought there was going to be a jump ball. Yeah, they're going to say that Amber Alexander rolled over a few times.
She had it, and she had it on her own, but she rolled over and flopped like a worm. It's going to be Green City.
Cannon's going to inbound it, gets it in. Slavin knocks it out of bounds. They try to get it to Jacobs.
Cannon once again inbound. She gets it into Roush. Quick pass into, tried to get it to Wyatt, but this time it's knocked away. Going the other way, now Bashir loses it. Kincannon gets it back. She goes the other way, gets it to Jacobs. Jacobs dribbles to the elbow, left elbow end.
Woods knocks it out of bounds. It was Snyder with the ball. Green City inbounds it to Rouse, back to Kincannon, into Jacobs.
Jacobs
and Slavin with the block shot, but she also committed the foul. That was probably a good foul, actually. I don't think she had any fouls on her so far tonight.
Nah, that is an easy 2 points again. Make her earn them. She doesn't look like a very good free throw shooter. We'll see how she does here.
These big girls in the paint, they don't know how to shoot free throws,
yeah,
do they? We say that, and it'll go right in. We're right on that one.
She missed it off to the right by just a little bit. Good touch, just a little off target here. Second one, nothing but nylon, splashes all the way home. It'll be Bashir Ball. Clavin inbound to Woods. Woods brings it across the timeline. A little different that you had to call up. Now call up takes Woods' position down the corner. Call up looks back to Woods' right side. Woods dribbles up the key. Slavin's open, posting up. Woods loses control but gets it back. She has a left key now. Passes it into the left corner for Collup. Collup gets it into Slavin. Slavin's double team. She looks, gets it out to Woods just inside the three-point arc on the left side. Now left corner for Collup. Collup dribbles in. Baseline now gets it to Slavin. Puts up a shot with three people on her. She misses it, but she's fouled. She'll shoot a couple free throws. 3:25 remaining in the third quarter. It's 7-7. First shot's on the way here. Up and a little off to the left. No good. We have Nicole Kristen entering the game for Green City. She comes in for Wyatt. Slavin's second shot is up and off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by Roush. Roush has the ball, gets it across the floor to Kincannon. Now up to Snyder. Snyder has it, puts up a shot off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Woods. Woods tries to get it out, finally gets it to Alexander. Alexander holds, gets it to, almost travels, gets it to Ludwig, gets it, who takes it across half court. Ludwig gets it right side for Woods, now in the right corner for Cullup. Cullup takes a dribble in, back out to Woods, just beyond the three-point line, into the corner for Cullup. Cullup's wide open if she wants to take the shot. She thinks about it, still thinking about it, now puts it on the floor. Dribbles into traffic on the block. Passes to Alexander. Alexander puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Ludwig, who put up another shot. No good. This time it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Green City.
Collip has got to take that shot once in a while.
She's almost as indecisive as Woods there. Oh,
man. She walked with that ball.
Now turnover by Green City. Another jump ball. This time it will be with Brashear. Oh, the girls seem so timid out there, all of them. They're just, they don't know what to do. Timeout, I think Coach Williams is going to tell them what to do.
Yeah. I bet she tells Collup that once in a while she has to take that shot.
She was wide open for, I don't know if she had her 5 seconds of holding there or not, but she was wide open.
Well, when Green City smells that, when they smell that she's not going to shoot the ball, they're just going to stay there and double and triple team the girls there in the paint.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they should do if she's not going to shoot it. I don't blame them.
Well, that's right. 2:33 left in the third quarter. Green City leads it 8-7. Well, the only thing about it is some of these girls that are in the paint are big, tall girls. They can get those rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
They can get that ball up. Of course, here we are second-guessing again.
That's our job.
That's what we get paid for.
Yeah.
It's going to be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Woods is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Looks to get it in the paint to Slavin. Her shot is up and no good. Alexander with the rebound. Her shot's no good. She gets her own rebound. Shot's no good. And Green City's going to come up with it this time.
Easy shots there for Brashear. They just couldn't execute.
Couldn't make it fall.
Kincannon gets the ball now for Green City. Gets it down to Snyder. Snyder passes into Jacob's right block. Jacob puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Slavin. Slavin's going to kick it out to Woods. Now to Cullup, who's going to take it across the timeline for Brashear.
I predict Cullup will come over here and be wide open. What do you think?
No, they switched up. Woods is in the corner now, and she's wide open. Holding, just messing around. Now gets it out to Cullup on the three-point line. Now back to Woods. Wide open again, just inside the three-point arc. Passes into the lane for Alexander. Puts up the shot, and this time she makes it.
Yeah, that time everybody was lined up on the near side blocks. And Alexander was wide open in the middle of the paint. Rouse brings it up across, hands it off to Snyder, gets it into the lane, shots up, and no good. Alexander with the rebound for the Tigers. Gives it to Slavin off to Collup. Collup is going to bring it back the other way. 1:29 left in the third. Tigers lead at 9-7. Collup dribbles up to the top of the key, gets it over to Woods.
Woods puts a lot of fakes on, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Gets it into Ludwig. Her turnaround shot, well, she didn't actually take it. She kicked it back out to Woods, back to Ludwig. Ludwig's going to dribble around the baseline to Woods out the right wing. Back out to Collup at the top of the key. Collup is going to bring it back out to the right-hand side. Hands it off to Woods. I predict that Woods is not going to shoot.
No.
Call up shoots, and it's good. Hey. See, good things happen when you put the ball up.
She proves she can hit those shots just inside the three-point arc. Oh, now a cross-court pass from Kincannon to Jacobs. Jacobs gives it back to Roush and gives it back to Jacobs now.
And they're going to say that Snyder double dribbled.
I think she did. It'll be Brashear ball now.
You're saying they're not just whistling Dixie. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. 35.3 seconds here in the third quarter. Brashear, I predict Brashear is going to hold and take a last-second shot. Collop's going to take it. Top the key. She looks right, passes to Woods. Woods holds at 20 feet. She can't decide. Now gets it to Ludwig. Ludwig holds just outside the three-point arc. Back to Woods. Woods holds. Now puts it on the floor. Right side. She can't decide. Passes into Ludwig. Ball ricochets off her and corralled by Alexander, but Alexander had a foot on the line. It'll be Green City ball with 10.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Brashear leads 11-7. Kincannon gets it into Roush.
Pressure defense on by the Tigers.
Good idea. There's down to 5 seconds. They've got it to half court now, and she's just stopped. She gets it over to the right side for
number 15. This is the new girl. Time expires at the end of three.
LaFarver held the ball until time ran out. After three, it is 11-7 in favor of Brashear. I think it'll be Brashear ball here at the start of the fourth quarter.
Who are our referees for tonight's action? I can't think of these guys' names. Do you know, Tyler?
You got me on that one, too.
All right, beginning of the fourth period. Call up with the ball for the Tigers. Over to Woods on the right wing. Looks to get into Ludwig. He's going to dribble around to the right blocks. Her shot is up and a little short. And Alexander comes up with it, but they're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Green City's ball going the other way.
Alexander's done a good job of scrapping for the ball and going in there and trying to get some rebounds.
Oh,
baseball
man.
Pass down the line for Roush. She takes it all the way, puts up the glass, no good. Rebounded by Slavin. Oh, blown opportunity there for Green City. They should have nailed that layup.
Yep.
Collop has the ball now for Brashear. She takes it across the side. Gets it to Woods. Woods gets it into Ludwig. Ludwig dribbles down to the baseline and called for a charge on Roush. Roush stood there. I guess she had her. Or my bad. That's Kincannon. Took the charge.
Kincannon will inbound it to Green City. Gets it to Roush, and they're going to call a foul either on Woods or call up one of the two.
They got Woods for the hold. It was Ludwig's second foul, and this is Woods' first. Green City ball. Kincannon to inbound. Gets it into Roush. Pressure defense now. Kicks it back the other side to LaFarber. She gets across the timeline.
She just almost is going to step it. She does. Oh, got a
timeout
call.
Good play by the coach there because she was just about to work her way back over for an over and back call.
So with 5 minutes, 20 seconds left in the ball game, Brashear leads it 11-7. Three team fouls on the Tigers, one on Green City. Don't think any of the players are in serious foul trouble. We got one with three fouls, I know, on Green City. I don't know if there's anybody with that many on Brashear or not. You know, Tyler?
I think they're all pretty well spread out. I can't think any either.
Got a new girl coming in for Green City, number 55. That's going to be Christian. She's another big girl. Green City's got a plethora of big girls.
They do. Here we go. Gincannon gets it into LaFarver. She tries to get it down to Watt, and
That's the new girl, Christian.
Oh, Christian, my bad. She tried to get to her, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Brashear ball.
Yeah, she was guarded pretty close by Slavin.
Slavin inbound.
Same girls on the floor for the Tigers. Slavin will inbound it. Collip. Collip's going to bring it the other way. Dribbles over the right-hand side, gets knocked out of bounds off of LaFavre, so Tigers will retain possession of the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers to Collip. Collip dribbles it around to the right-hand side, gives it to Woods on the right wing. She's looking to get it into Ladwick, a little too strong, but Collip ends up with the ball, takes it over the left-hand side. She's going to bring it around the top of the key over the Woods on the right wing. Looking to get it to Ladwick and does. Ladwick has to come out to get it, though. Screen hit by Alexander. Tries to get it across the paint to Slavin, but there's a steal by Jacobs. So Green City ends up with the ball, and they're coming back the other way.
Oh.
They get it ahead, but it's partially blocked. Ladwick comes up with it, and she's taking it back for the Tigers. Dribbles it around the left-hand side, kicks it back out to Slavin, and free throw line to Woods, the right wing. Back out to Ladwick on the right wing. She's looking to get it in. Instead brings it back out to Woods, the right wing. Collip at the top of the key. Collip back to Woods, the right wing. Bounce pass into Ladwick, but you lose the handle on it. It goes on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. Tigers will retain possession. Take it away, Tyler.
All right, it's going to be your ball, Slavin inbound. No, they decided to put in Woods. Woods gives the ball fake, now gets it to Slavin left block. Slavin holds, guarded by Jacobs, gets it now left wing for Woods. Woods brings it to the top of the key, guarded closely by Farver, LaFarver. Now gets it right wing for Collip. Collip tries to get into Ladwick between her legs. Alexander's on the floor, scrapping for it, along with Roush of Green City, going to call a jump ball. Green City has possession now. Brashear puts on the press. They get the ball into LaFarver. A little scrap for it between two Green City players, and Collip comes away with the ball. She gets the right wing for Woods. Woods passes it into Ladwick. Ladwick kicks it back out to Collip, top key. Collip gets the left wing for Woods. Now back to Collip to top the key. They're going to call a timeout to Brashear here. 3:52 remaining, fourth quarter, 11-7 in favor of Brashear. Going to set up an offense predict here. And I'm going to say they're going to get the ball to Collip. She has a hot hand here recently.
She may also bring Slavin out to the wing. She did that with some success the other night. Slavin's got enough height that she could get it in over some of those other girls.
That's true, too. Same thing with Ladwick.
Slavin's used to inbounding the ball all the time, so she has a little bit more touch with that, and I suspect that Ladwick has better hands.
That could be. Maybe trying to go from one to the other there. Well, whatever the outcome may be, we're going to find out here pretty soon.
3 minutes, 52 seconds left in the game. Brashear leads at 11-7. Slavin's going to inbound it for the Tigers right in front of the scorer's table to awaiting Carmen Woods. No, she sends it the other way to Collip.
Collip holds. She gets it out of the top of the key. Gets into the free throw line. Hits a cutting.
Nice pass. Just didn't cutting, go in.
Cutting Slavin gets it to Amber Alexander, and she missed a shot off the block. Now the Green City Gophers have it. Roush heading the other way. Roush has it left side, kicks it right side for Kincannon. She dribbles into the lane.
Slavin with the takeaway. Gives it to Collip, and Collip's coming the other way. Collip guarded closely by LaFavre, and she pulls it up. Kicks it back out to Carmen Woods, the right wing. She's going to take it back top of the key, back to Collip right in front of the Tiger bench. Collip's going to dribble it into the paint, and just about lost it, but kicks it back out to Woods. Back to Collip. Screen set by. I thought she had the open.
That's a lot of it.
And it's going to be a jump ball. Tigers will retain possession of it.
She got to Lodwig, but she herself had an open shot. She gave it up for Lodwig, and Lodwig missed it a little long.
They got to hit some of those passes. They get it into Lodwig. Her shot's in and out of the basket. And Queen City comes up with a Rouse will bring it back the other way. Rouse is a real good ball player. They get it across the right wing. The shot's up and short. But Green City with the rebound, put back is good. Green City leads it.
Uh-oh, Green City puts on a little press
first,
now.
First press. They get it up ahead to Collop. Collop's going to dribble in the right elbow. Her shot. Oh, it wasn't a shot. It was a lob pass up to the left block. The slave was a little too strong for it. Goes out of bounds.
Good idea. Just didn't get it down. Kincannon gets it into LaFarver. Passes across the court to Wyatt, gets it into Jacobs, and Jacobs on the block is fouled by Alexander, but it was a good foul because she was wide open. Alexander came down to foul her. I guess it's not a shooting foul. They're going to call it on the floor, Green City to inbound. Gets the ball into Jacobs. They're going to call a foul on. Who'd they get there?
On Ladwig.
Oh, that's her third.
All right.
Green City inbound again.
I think they're going to call another foul.
Who are they going to get this time?
Well, it may have just gone out of bounds.
All right, here we go. We're going to try one more time here. No, we're not. We're going to try it again in a second.
This time it goes out of bounds off of Green City on the inbound pass. Pressure defense by Green City. Carmen Woods with the ball. She gets up ahead to Collop.
Collop loses it out of bounds. Pressured by Roush. Good pressure by her. If Collop had only been able to turn and get it over, there was wide open Tiger standing down there.
Inbound pass to Rouse. Rouse gets it up to Kincannon. Kincannon tries to get it in the lane, but loses the handle on it. They're going to call a jump ball, but Green City will retain possession of it. 1:55 left in the game. Tigers lead at 11-9.
Tight game. They're going to go down to the wire here, John. Kincannon has the ball for Green City. Tries to get it into Jacobs. Lodwig got her hand on it. Jacobs tried to re-grather, and she dribbled it out of bounds. It's going to be Brashear ball now.
Pressure defense by Green City. We'll see if Tigers can break the press. They get it to Collop. Collop walks with it.
Collop's not being able to handle the pressure here. Got to pass the ball. There's open Tigers. She's just got to find him. 1:49 now remaining in the fourth quarter. Green City gets the ball on Jacobs. She misses a shot. Rebounded by LaFarver. Gets it into Lodwig now for Brashear. Takes it. She dribbles across the court. Gets across the timeline. Gets to Woods. Woods stops the key. She puts it on the floor. Gets it right wing for Collop. Collop holds. Goes around a screen by Lodwig. Now kicks it to Lodwig. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Woods of Brashear. Good rebound by Woods. Long rebound. Now a timeout by Brashear with 1:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it 11-9.
Tigers had a nice looking play in place there. Slavin was slashing to that left corner, but they just couldn't get it to her.
What do you have happening here in the last 1 minute and 22 seconds, John?
I see press. Press and more press.
I think they're both going to do a lot of pressing.
It wouldn't surprise me if they don't put Mountain back in the game. She's a pretty good little ball handler, and if there's going to be a lot of press, that may be something the coach may do, although I don't see her up right now.
No, she's sticking with her guns, it looks like. Here we go. Slavin inbound for Brashear.
1 minute, 22 seconds left in the game.
Slavin.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Slavin gets it to Collop. Collop holds it at the top of the key. Now gets it right wing for Lodwig. Lodwig goes around to Slavin's screen, loses the ball, gathers it back, gets it into Slavin down in the right block. Back out to Woods. Woods, dangerous pass. Lodwig gets it. Now goes around another Slavin screen. They're going to get her for a moving screen, or a block. They're going to call a block on Slavin. Ball will go to Green City. Press here by Brashear. 1:06 remaining.
I think that may have been a case that Lodwig didn't wait for the screen to get there. She'd already started moving.
Wild pass by LaFarver. Clear across into the corner, but Jacobs gathers it. Now gets it to
Kincannon. Shot into LaFarver. Shot's no good. And
They're going to get over the back on Wyan, I think.
That's four on her, I believe. 50 seconds left in the game.
Good call, John. Four on Wyatt. Bashir Bala getting in the call-up. Call-up double team. Call-up trying to get rid of it. Passes to Woods. Woods is open. Gets it down the timeline, down the sideline. Across the timeline. Just inside the three-point line. She is fouled by Roush. Her third.
I think you may be right on that. Yep, that's right.
40 seconds remain in the game. Bashir Bala. They line up in a line here. Slavin to inbound. Gets it into Ludwig. Ludwig holds. Dribbles right side now. Just outside the line. Gets it to Woods. Woods is wide open. She holds. Back to Ludwig. Ludwig holds outside the arc. Dribbles right side now. Down to Woods. Back out to Ludwig. Now dribbles to the top of the key. And they foul. 20 seconds remain.
Roush commits the foul. That's going to be her fourth now. But that's when they had to take.
Yeah, they had the foul. That's only their fourth foul. They're gonna get it to Ludwig here. She dribbles. Now Holes gets it to Woods. Woods holds again. She tries to pass it out. It's knocked out of bounds by Roush. 11.9 seconds remain. Tigers hold on and don't do anything dumb here. They got a victory. Slavin gets it into Ludwig, and she is fouled right away by Kincannon. Probably her first. That's just Kincannon's first.
Looks to me like that should have been a bonus, though.
No, they're now on their sixth foul. 8.8 seconds remain. 11-9 still. Kincannon was on Kincannon again. Her second. Now he gets the ball into Ludwig. Ludwig dribbles a while. They're not fouling. They finally get the foul with 3.9 seconds. And I believe now she will shoot a 1-1. Green City can only hope for a miracle here. They need the rebound, they need a launch, and they need to probably get to half court before they can really get a good heave on it.
Ladwig is a pretty good shooter. Her shot is up and no good.
Rebounded by Green City.
With the rebound.
Roush gets it out.
Time expires. No good.
She misses by a long ways.
So Bashir wins it, 11-9. Low scoring affair here, Tyler.
A lot of defense, John, and a lot of mistakes too. It's early in the junior high season. Both teams will get better, and they both have good spirits and good morale here.
Tigers had a lot of opportunities for easy shots that just didn't fall for them.
As did Green City. Well, in 10 minutes, we're going to pick up with the boys' game. Until then, this is Tyler.
And John.
See you later.
Live here from the Tiger Arena.
Well, we're preparing for the boys' end of the game here with the Green City Gophers and the Bashir Tigers here. Junior high teams battling out. I believe they faced each other once before, and I think it was a close game. So be prepared for another titanic struggle for tonight's action.
All right, Tyler, we ready to go?
I think we are. We got Trey Treasure jumping off here against Ora Jacobs from Green City.
If I was a betting man, I'd say it was his sister was on the girls' team.
I'd say that'd be a safe bet.
Hazen comes up with the ball, dribbles it around the top of the key for the Tigers. Gets it back to
Ferdig.
Tries to get it into Hazen, but it's knocked back out. Ferdig comes up with it. Hazen over on the left wing. His shot is no good.
They're going to call a foul here on Green City.
I think it may be on Seton. Yep, it is.
Green City ball, Bashir ball out of bounds here. We got
Treasure inbounds it to Hazen on the left corner. His shot is up and good just inside the arc. The Tigers with the early advantage. 5:34 left in the first. Tigers lead it 2-0. Leslie brings it across the timeline, gets it up to Brandy, just loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. Tigers would be Tigers ball. Thomas will inbound to the Tigers to awaiting Hazen. Take it over, Tyler.
Hazen has the ball at the top of the key. Gets it right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig looks, now gets it at the top of the key for Matt Thomas. Now gets it left wing, same spot before Hazen, and he drills it again. He found a hot spot.
He's not afraid to shoot like some of those girls, is he? Leslie's going to bring it across the timeline, the top of the key, back over to Brundage in the right wing. Brundage tries to take it in the lane, and he's clamped on by Hazen and Thomas. I'm not sure which one's going to call a foul on.
They're
going to
get Thomas.
Those guys came together like a vice against him.
Yeah, they shut down just a second too late, and they got called with the foul.
Brundage in front of the timer's table.
He didn't get it in fast enough.
Yep, it's going to be Tigers ball.
Matt Thomas inbound here, going to get it to Hazen. Hazen's going to bring it across half court. Set up an offense at the top of the key. Treasure flash, but he kicks it left wing to Thomas. Thomas gets it into Kyler left block, put it up and in. Good job by Watson.
Nice shot by Kyler Watson. Coach doesn't like that at all for Green City.
Oh, he is hot. Early 6-0 league here for Brashear with 4:51 left to go in the first quarter.
Here at the Tiger Arena.
That's right.
I'm John Slavin, joined by Tyler Killen.
Brashear has showed great pace here. They are fast and they are aggressive. Almost opposite of what the girls' game is. I mean, everything is just flying and happening real quick.
These boys are a pretty good team. They're undefeated so far on the season. Leslie's going to bring the ball back the other way for Green City. Comes across the timeline, tries to get it up ahead to Fascio. Just about loses the handle on it to Ferdig. Oh, tips it right into the hands of Brundage. Brundage across to Leslie. Leslie's going to dribble it around the right-hand side. Takes the right corner, guarded by Hazen. Hazen just takes it away from him, but then loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Green City's ball.
Looks to me like number 43, Chris Seaton, is just camping out in the lane. I mean, he's been in there for half an hour. Now he puts up an awkward shot. Treasure recovers a rebound, and the ball's given to Hazen. Hazen brings it across half court. Hazen calls a play. Decides to give it right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig looks. Now gives it top the key for Thomas. Thomas left wing for Hazen. Hazen dribbles in. Now back out top the key.
He wanted to take that shot again from the left side, but just wasn't there for him that time.
They came out and shut him down this time. Now he gets it left wing for Thomas. Thomas looks, sets it up top the key for Ferdig. Now right wing. Same shot from the right wing this time. Hazen misses it. Rebound by Seaton. Seaton's going the other way. He doesn't have numbers. He'd be wise to pull it back. He does. Gets it out to Brundage. Brundage holds right wing. Now top the key for Leslie. Leslie holds, gets it to Fascio. Fascio dribbles over the key, stolen by Thomas. Thomas takes the ball now. Full speed right side. He has Treasure. Passes to Treasure. Oh, tipped out of bounds by
Seaton.
Good transition game there by Brashear. Just couldn't get the pass off fast enough. Treasure's going to... No. We got Owen in for Treasure. Jacob Owen, that is, in for Trey Treasure. He's going to inbound it. Owen calls a play. Gets it into Kylie off the Kylie Watson on the right block. Puts up a shot. He's going to be fouled. He'll shoot two.
Foul is going to be, I believe, on Fascio.
Good call, John. His first. Two as a team with 3:38. Tigers are up 6-0. Chance to add to it here with Watson's free throws.
First foul on Fascio.
Good arch. Didn't go for him, though. Now Anthony Ambrosi enters for Ryan Ferdig for Brashear.
Tigers have a pretty deep bench this year. They keep rotating them in and out, and they're pretty fresh towards the end of the game. And they run them, too.
Watson's second shot was off the front of the rim, no good. Leslie has the ball now for Green City. He takes it across the timeline, sets up an offense top the key, gets it to
number 45. That's
Clausen.
It's a new boy. Let's see. That would be Clausen. Yeah, you're right.
And now Thomas has the ball for Brashear. He brings it across the timeline, gets it left side for Ambrosia, tries to get into Owen. Owen loses it out of bounds. It'll be Green City.
Just a little bit too far away from Owen. He couldn't get his hand on it. Leslie's a pretty good little ball handler here. You see him bringing it across the timeline. No pressure by the Tigers. Get it to Clausen. Back to Brundage at the top of the key. He's going to dribble it around the left-hand side. Squares up. Tries to get it across the lane. Hazen with the steal and the easy layup.
He's faster than lightning out there.
He is. 2:50 left in the first period. Tigers lead at 1-0. They're 8-0.
Clawson has the ball at the top of the key for Green City. He's a big guy, so he hands it off to Brundage. Brundage holds it. Now dribbles left side right through the defense. Tried to get the ball off to Pasio there, but he wasn't paying attention, and he jumped and got called for a travel. Now Hunter Higgins enters the game, as does Daniel Smith. Connelly Watson and Hazen are going to take a seat, it looks like. Thomas brings up the floor for the Tigers. Has the top of the key, now gets the left wing for Ambrosia. Ambrosia looks, gets the top of the key for Hunter Higgins. Now right side for Matt Thomas, puts up a shot no good, rebounded by Daniel Smith. He put up a shot no good, now by Ambrosia, put up a shot no good, now by Thomas, and he finishes it this time. Oh, Tigers just dominated the boards.
Wesley brings it across the timeline over to the left-hand side, just about to lose the handle on it. He's on the floor, and he's going to be charged with the travel.
Sloppy ball handling there by Green City. Higgins is going to take it out of bounds here. Gets it to Thomas. Brings it across half court. Now right side for Higgins. Back to the top for Ambrosia. Wide open if he wanted it. And it gets it in the left key for Thomas. Now into Smith. Smith trying to get it after Ambrosia. Stolen by Brundage. Brundage dribbles down the other side. Thomas gets his hand on it. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds on the other end by Matt Thomas. Good hustle play there by Thomas. Now we have Cody Hayden entering the game for Matt Thomas.
Brundage will inbound it for Green City over the left-hand corner. Shot just inside the arc. It's a little too strong. Green City Brundage with the rebound. His shot on the other side is good. Smith inbounds it for the Tigers to Ambrosia, who's bringing across up the timeline. No pressure by the Green City. Ambrosia calls the play over to the left-hand side, back out to top of the key, back to the left wing, back to Ambrosia in the left corner. Ambrosia dribbles it back around to the top of the key, resets the offense. Back to Higgins over the right wing. Higgins squares up, the shot is up, and just a little too strong. No good. Green City with the rebound. Brundage with the ball to Leslie, and Leslie will bring it back the other way.
1:10 left to play in the first quarter. Tigers lead 10-2. Brundage has the ball right side, dribbles in, puts up a shot. Oh, in and out. Rebounded by Higgins. That ball was bounced everywhere. Ambrosia has the ball, going to control it now for Bashir. Sets up an offense, top the key, have Hayden over on the left wing. Now back out to Higgins. Now right side for Ambrosia. Ball fake, puts up a shot, and it falls. Good shot, fade away by and it's Anthony Ambrosia there.
Nice looking shot, smart shot. He was open, dribbled it in, took the opportunity. Leslie brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Clawson. Clawson with those fancy yellow shoes. He wins the style award for tonight.
He does.
Hands it off to Brundage. Brundage is going to take it around the left side into the lane. Nice looking drive. Sliced it in there, but it just didn't fall. Green City gets the rebound, though, over the right-hand side. And number 35 takes it in. Shot's no good. Brundage with the rebound. He's going to take it back. This time, no good. Owen with the rebound for the Tigers. Ambrosia.
8 seconds. 7-6. Ambrosia, he's not aware. 5-4-3. He puts up a shot. Way hits the front of the rim. No good. And that'll end the quarter. It's 12-2 in favor of Brashear. That's a well-played quarter by Brashear. Great hustle. Coach O'Haver there got a lot of people in, got some fresh legs in there, hustling. Just looked good.
Looks like we're going to have J.T. Thomas, number 21, will be coming in for Green City. Two team fouls on Green City, one on the Tigers. So what are the Tigers going to do this time, Tyler?
Press. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, they have done some pressing. Everything just flies so fast with the boys. And with the girls, it's just sluggish and slow. Nice change of pace. Here we go. Green City has the ball.
Number 13, Watson.
Tyler Watson has the ball for Green City. They're going to get Daniel Smith, I think, in here on the reach in. That'll be his first foul. Green City ball out of bounds now.
right in front of the Tiger bench.
Brashear's got a good press on it. He hands it off. And those handoffs like that, I think, are illegal. They're going to call him for it.
They never were. It's
going to be Brashear ball.
And Brosh will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline over to try to get into to
Hayden Smith
and Green City with the steal. Hayden. I never can think of that Hayden boy's name. All right, they get it up to Brundage. Almost too strong for Brundage, but he's going to kind of a sloppily try to dribble somewhere. But they get it to a wide open Green City. Shot off the glass is good. Shot by number 35.
Here is Ambrosia for Brashear. Comes across, sets up an offense, gets it right way for Higgins. Into Jacob Owen on the right baseline. No good. Rebounded by Brundage. Brundage gets it to Tyler Watson, and he's going the other way. Watson is challenged at the half-court line by Higgins. Gets it to Brundage right wing. He gets it into Diekman. Diekman puts up another shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Brundage. Brundage turns around, puts another shot up. This time it falls off the backboard. Good eight-footer by Brundage there.
They're not used to that Diekman being in the lane, but, man, they can't leave him open because he'll take that shot all day long.
Ambrosia now gets it to Hayden. Hayden gets it into Smith. Now back out to Hayden. Cross-court pass to Owens, and that was unnecessary. Forced it and is stolen by Watson. Watson goes the other way, gets to Brundage, right corner. He dribbles back out now, tries to find somebody. Tries to hand off to Watson. Watson wasn't looking, went the other way, but it's knocked out of bounds by Ambrosia. Stay with Green City.
Green City not as strong as in ball handling with Leslie out of the game. Yeah, they get that into Diekman right there in the middle of the lane again. This time his shot's too strong. Tigers, Trey Treasure comes up with the rebound. Ambrosia will bring the ball back the other way. 4:22 left in the half, 12-6 Tigers. Pass over to Owen on the right side. Lowen tries, Owen dribbles it in, shot no good. And Diekman comes up with it off to Brundage, back to Watson, who will bring the ball back the other way for Green City. Watson guarded by Hunter Higgins. Hands it off the left wing, kicks it back out to Brundage, the left wing. He's going to drive it into the lane, his shot is good.
They're going to call over the back on Anthony Ambrosia, but he looked like he might have had a clean block there. What do you think?
Look that way from here, but we're too far away. We're not going to argue with the rest.
We never do. That'll be Ambrosia's first foul, 13th foul for Brashear. Kylie Watson and Ryan Furtig check in for Jacob Owen and Daniel Smith here.
Kind of got the first team coming back in.
3:58, Tigers lead 12-6. Second free throw is good. 12-7 now. Tiger ball. Ambrosia takes it. Gets it across half court. Has the top of the key. Gets it right wing for Ferdig. Thought about a shot. Gets it into Kylie Watson off the right block. Puts it up and in. Off the backboard. Good pass from Ferdig to Watson to set up that play. 14-7 now, and Watson has the ball for Green City. Looked like he shuffled the feet. Instead, now he passes out of bounds, trying to get to J.T. Thomas. Going to be Brashear ball. Higgins inbound to Ambrosia.
Facio back in the game for Green City. Number 51's coming out. That would be Keller. I didn't even see him come in. Furtick with the shot. A little too strong. No good. Trey Treasure with the rebound to Hunter Higgins. Back to Ambrosia off his foot.
Oh, yeah,
and
there's
a scrum, and Brundage comes up with it. He's going to drive it around the right side of the lane. He shot up at the glass.
Awkward shot there by Brundage, but he got it to fall. Ugly shot. Good result. Here we go.
It was all started by a bad pass. It was right at the feet of Ambrosia. He couldn't do anything with that. Higgins over to Ambrosia on the left-hand side. He avoids the defender. His shot's up. Bounces all around. No good. Furtick with the rebound. His turnaround jump shot. No good. Kylie Watson shot up off the glass is good.
That Watson's been there all night on boards and putting up shots like that. A good play there. Watson has the ball for Green City. Passes right side for Brundage. Brundage has a way up. Gets it now. Gets it into Jacob or
Facio.
Facio. Anyway, he misses and Trey Treasure grabs up the rebound. Gets it to Ambrosia, who brings it across the timeline. Now gets it right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig passes to a cutting Kylie Watson. Watson was shooting before he caught the ball and loses out of bounds.
Yep. He was already looking at the goal before he even had control of the ball.
Meanwhile, Hazen enters the game for Ambrosia. And Watson brings the ball up for Green City. Right side gets it to Brundage. Brundage holds. Passes to Facio. Right block. He's double teamed. Hayes in, gets his hands on it. Should have been jump ball. Instead, Fascio turns the ball over to
Ferdinand.
He's off to the races.
Ferdinand goes the dynamite.
Left-handed layup. He went all the way, coast to coast. Green City's coach is hot. Now he gets Watson the ball, and he dribbles into traffic, puts up a shot, missed it. Hazen with the rebound. Hazen could have taken the shot. I mean, he could have taken the length of the court, decided to pull it back. Sets up an offense, gets the right wing for Higgins. Higgins puts up a shot just inside the three-point arc, and he hits it. 20-9, 1:40 to go in the first half. Tigers lead. Watson brings it across half court. Right wing for Brundage. Brundage holds, gets it into Diekman, puts up a shot, and he splashes it home. 20-11.
Can't leave him open because he's dead accurate with that turnaround shot in the middle of the lane. Hazen brings it across the timeline, gets it in the middle of the paint to Kylie Watson, drives along the right hand side, a little too strong. Furtig with the putback. Good. 1:16 left in the half, 22-11 Tigers.
Tigers are absolutely dominating the boards here.
Watson loses it to Furtig, and boom goes the dynamite.
Furtig did it again, length of the court.
Coach, Green City coach doesn't like that at all, takes the timeout. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the half. Tigers running the ray with a 24-11.
Like Green City coach is telling the boys right now, they have got to watch where they're throwing the ball because Brashear players are flying everywhere, and they're knocking those passes out, and they're going to take them the length of the court, and they're going to put them home.
I tell you, Ryan Furtig, Justin Hazen, just have another gear. Whenever they get that ball, their acceleration, even with the ball, is faster than those other boys running flat out.
They have two speeds. Here they come, and there they go. They're going to get the ball here to Leslie. Going to hold the ball now for Green City. Gets it left side for Clawson. He holds, passes into, he passed it into Seaton. He missed the shot. Gets his own rebound now to Clawson. 15-footer off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. Thomas is off to the races. Now right side for Snelling. Snelling goes in. Off the right block. Puts it up and in. It's good. 26-11. 35 seconds to go.
Tell you, Cody Snelling takes more off-balance shots that fall than anybody I know of.
Clawson has the ball, gets it to Brundage. Brundage gets it into
Seaton.
Seaton, who missed a shot, tried to save the ball from going out of bounds, and he stepped on the line. It's going to be Brashear ball with 23.8 seconds to go in the half. Thomas gets it into Snowman, back to Thomas, who's going to bring it across half court. I imagine they'll hold for the last shot. Left wing for Hayden. Hayden holds. Gets it top the wing for Snelling. Almost stolen by Leslie. Now stolen by Seaton. No.
No, it's 23, Jacobs.
Leslie has the ball. 5-4, 3. Brundage puts up a shot. No good. That'll be the end of the
half.
So at the end of the half, Tigers lead it 26-11.
What a half.
A lot of action in this half.
Well, we're going to take a little time out here, but we'll be back for the second half of the big game between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers.
I'm John Slavin, joined by Tyler Killen, and we're here at the Tiger Arena. We'll be back in a few. All right, are we ready to go, Tyler?
I am.
We're just ready to start the third period of play in the junior high game between Green City Gophers and the Brashear Tigers. Tigers lead it 26-11. Matt Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline, ready to get things going. Back to Thomas on the left side. He gets it in to Kylie Watson. Turnaround shot is partially blocked. Green City comes up to let it in. Seaton brings it the other way. Kicks it back out to Brundage to Leslie at the top of the key. His shot is up and in and out. No good. Tigers with the rebound. Boy, Tyler, the Tigers are just killing on the boards.
Oh,
that was Trey Treasure with the rebound. Take it over, Tyler.
Hazen has it top of the key, gets it right wing for Furtick. Furtick looks in, now decides to give it to Thomas top of the key. Now a right baseline for Hazen. Hazen dribbles out, gets it top of the key, left side now for Furtick. Hazen now right side for Thomas. Thomas dribbles in, 12-footer, splash. Nothing but net there, 28-11, 5:09 to go.
As they say, boom goes the dynamite. Leslie brings it across the timeline, top of the key. Changes direction to Brundage over on the right side. Brundage is going to dribble along the right side, takes it to the hoop, and it's good. Nice looking play there by Brundage.
He took it right by Thomas that time. Hazen has it. He calls off the play. Has it left wing now for Furtick. Furtick puts up a shot. Nothing but net again. This time a 10-footer for Furtick.
Nice looking shot. Took it right into the coverage. Nice looking jump shot. Went right in. Nothing but net.
30-13, 4:30 to go.
Facio with the shot, no good. Back out to Brundage. Brundage shot, no good. He gets it back. I'm not sure what he was trying to do there, but he gave it. But Thomas ended up with it. Thomas will bring it back the other way.
Thomas takes it up the key. Wide open down underneath was Watson. Watson was fouled, putting up the shot. Green City had their heads turned. They didn't even see the pass coming. Wise play by Thomas. Now Watson will shoot two free throws. Foul is on
Seaton.
Is second. Watson's first shot on its way. Off to the left. Just a little off.
4 minutes, 16 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead at 30-13.
Second shot's up and no good off to the left again. This time rebounded by Owen. Owen kicks it out to Hazen left side. Now,
Treasure wanted to go the other way with it.
Treasure was confused which way he was going. He has the ball now left side, puts up a shot. No good, way high off the backboard. Rebounded by Seaton.
I think that was embarrassment adrenaline with that shot. It was way strong.
Leslie has the ball, gets it past the now right side for Bruntlett. Gets it into Diekman, off the shot, puts up the shot, no good.
Hazen will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline. No press by Green City. Calls the play over to Thomas on the right wing. Back to Hayes in the right corner. His shot from the corner is nothing but net. Boom goes the dynamite. 3:33 left in third. Tigers lead at 33-13. Leslie will bring the ball back the other way for Green City. Comes across the timeline. Kicks it over to Brundage in the right wing. Brundage tries to get it in the lane.
Good play by Thomas there.
Kylie Watson comes up the ball. Thomas passed Thomas. He's pulled up for the shots. No good.
Tipped and saved by Watson, went into Fascio. Good play by Fascio, good hands there. Leslie has the ball now for Green City. Gets across the timeline, top of the key, guarded by Hazen. Now gets to Fascio, guarded by Watson. Fascio, left elbow, now at the top of the key for Bruntwood. Now right side for Leslie, top of the key for Fascio, dribbles in. Maybe a little push. Right wing, bad shot off the top of the glass, rebounded by Seaton.
One of the few times Green City ends up with a rebound. And when you get that rebound, good things happen. He puts it back up, draws the foul, and he'll go to the line.
Called the foul there on Owen. Jacob Owen got his first foul. He'll shoot two. Seaton missed his first. He'll have a second one coming. Meanwhile, Cody Hayden enters the game for Trey Treasure as Anthony Ambrosia enters for Hazen. And the second shot is nullified because Seaton stepped over the line. A do not when it comes to free throw shooting.
Yep. Thomas will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers over to Ambrosia on the left wing. And back out to Hayden at the top of the key. Back to Ambrosia. Errant pass is almost knocked out of bounds. The Tigers come up with it. Thomas will dribble it back towards the top of the key over to Hayden on the right wing. He's going to shoot from there. His shot's up and no good. Almost an over the back call on Owens, but he avoids it. Facio with the rebound. He hands it off to Leslie. And Gophers will bring the ball back the other way. Come across the timeline to Brundage into the paint to 35, which is Diekman. That's that deadly shot. They got to avoid that, but they got Owens on it this time. Thomas comes up to steal, and he's going to take it coast-to-coast.
Oh. Thomas a little razzle-dazzle. Didn't fall, but he will get to shoot two free throws.
The foul's going to be on Diekman, I believe. That's his second.
No, I think they nailed Fascio there.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking 53, and he's 35. A little dyslexia kicking in there on me.
Splash. 34 to 13, 207 remaining third quarter.
Closet in the game for Green City.
More
not
money.
Not as good.
35-13, 207 to go, third quarter. Leslie has the ball for Green City. Brings it up the court. Now across the timeline. Kicks it to
Brundage. Brundage almost loses the handle on that one.
Right wing, now back across the top of the key. Passes it straight into the arms of an awaiting Matt Thomas. He gets the ball to Anthony Ambrosia. Brings it across the timeline. Gets the right wing for Hayden. Hayden gives it back to Thomas, top of the key. Whoa, Thomas passed it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia was looking one way. He went right through his hand. He gets it into Watson. Watson puts up another deuce off the backboard.
Drove the baseline. That was a nice looking play, nice looking shot, and everything worked just like it was supposed to. Flossom with the ball for Green City. Tries to get it over the head. Almost loses the handle on it. Comes back to Clausen to Brundage atop the key. This time he gets it into Diekman. Diekman's shot is up and good off the glass. It was almost too strong, but it went
Diekman
in.
Diekman loves that glass. Ambrosia has it now for the Tigers. Sets up the play. Has it top the key. Gets a right wing for Hayden. Hayden holds. Two hands above the head. Now bottom baseline for Ambrosia. Puts up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson fouled on the putback. He'll shoot two. I believe Clausen got it. 58.8 seconds remaining. Tigers are up 37-15. Awaiting the first shot of Watson. On its way off to the left. He needs to aim a little right or do something. He's always off to the left a little. Second shot coming from Watson.
Clausen and Leslie come off the court for the Gophers. Second shot, this time is a money shot.
38-15, Tigers lead. 57 seconds. Watson has it for the Gophers. Gets it right wing for Brundage. Thinks about the three, now gets it into Thomas, who puts up a two-pointer. It's good. Tigers have the ball. Ambrosia takes it across the court for the Tigers. Calls a play. Top the key. Gets a right wing for Hayden. Hayden holds. Calls a timeout.
35.5 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead it 38-17. What do you think they'll do in this fourth quarter coming up, Tyler?
Press, press, press. Well, Tigers will have the ball here. You think they're going to hold for the last shot, or are they just going to take and fire right away?
I'm not sure they have it in them to hold.
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. They get a little antsy.
You got some of these second-string players in the game now. If they're open, they want to shoot.
Higgins fires a three, a little off the back iron, no good, rebounded by Brundage of Green City. He's away with 20 seconds to go left side. Brundage holds. Now gets the top of the key for Watson. Watson dribbles right side. Gets it right wing for Thomas. Thomas now loses it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia has 10 seconds going the other way. Tries to get to Higgins out of bounds off of Green City. 9.7 to go.
2-on-1. They had it, but Ambrosia just never could quite get the handle on that ball.
Yeah, he's kind of fumbling and bumbling all the way down. Now Ambrosia sets up for a three-pointer. Splash! He drilled it. 41-17. 4 seconds to go. Watson gets down there. He's a three. It's close. Just a little off to the right.
Yep, it was there. Had enough distance. I didn't know Watson had it in him to get it all the way down there.
I didn't either. He's a little guy, but he had a lot of oomph on that one.
So at the beginning of the fourth. Tigers lead it, 41-17. Three team fouls on Green City and one on the Tigers. Pretty clean game played.
Yep.
On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Hayden, Owens, Smith, Ambrosia,
and Higgins.
And Higgins.
Going to be Green City ball here. Brundage is going to inbound to Watson, we assume here. Tigers are going to apply a little pressure. Higgins guards Watson. Watson gets it across the timeline. Now sits up top the key, gets it to Diekman. Diekman puts up a shot off the glass again. He loves that glass.
That's a money shot for him.
Now Ambrosia has the ball for the Tigers. Across the timeline, gets the left wing for Higgins. Higgins now top key for Smith. Smith in the corner for Ambrosia, dribbles in, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Keller. Keller gets the ball at Watson. Watson dribbles right side. Now gets it to the right wing for Brundage. Brundage dribbles up the middle, straight up the middle, right through the gut. He puts up a couple. Great looking play. Now Ambrosia has the ball. Brings it across the court. Gets the right wing for Higgins for the three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Scrum for the ball. Got to be a jump ball. Stay with the Tigers. Higgins hits the ball into Owen. Owen passes to Anthony Ambrosia at the top of the key. Ambrosia gets the left wing for Smith. Smith holds. Now gets the top of the key for Higgins. Higgins looks. Dribbles on the right side. Gets the ball in the Hayden. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Keller, but they're going to call a foul on Jacob Owen. They're going to call him with a push. I believe that's his second foul.
Whoa. Watson up ahead to Thomas, but they were just a little bit too close for that pass, and Thomas loses the handle on it. Tigers come up with the ball. Ambrosia has the top of the key, kicks it over to Smith on the right wing, gets it in. Nice looking feed into Hayden. Can't make the shot, kicks it back out to Smith. His shot's a little too strong. Ambrosia with the rebound. Shot's no good. Green City with the rebound. Coming the other way. Clausen is the one that had that. He hands it off to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline in a hurry, drives it into the paint, bounces it off of Clausen's shoes, gives it to Diekman. Diekman knows what to do with it, but didn't fall this time. Higgins with the rebound. He hands it off to Ambrosia, and we're coming the other way. 4:11 left in the game. 41-21 Tigers with a 20-point advantage. Smith puts the ball up on the right-hand side off the rim. Clausen with the rebound for Green City. Watson will bring it back the other way. Guarded by Higgins. He dribbles over the right-hand side to 21 Thomas. Thomas is going to take it into the lane, hands it to Diekman. Diekman shot up off the glass. Imagine that. No good. Smith with the rebound, hands it off to Ambrosia, and we're coming the other way.
Ambrosia has the top of the key for the Tigers. Sets up a play, gets it across the right three-point arc for Hunter Higgins, and he nails it. 44-21 with 3:30 remaining in the game.
Heard the coach telling the team to slow it down a little bit, but, of course, Higgins with the ball, he knew what he wanted to do with it.
Watson has the ball now for Green City. Gets it right side, almost taken away by Smith. Anyway, now it's handled by Thomas. Thomas gets it into Diekman. Diekman off the front of the rim, no good. Should have gone to the backboard there.
Yeah, he needed the glass that time. Ambrosia brings it back the other way, kicks it over to Higgins. Higgins thinks about shooting again.
He was wanting it.
And bounces around a little bit, and Clausen ends up with it when we're coming the other way. With 3 minutes left in the game, Watson dribbles it over to the left wing, back to Diekman, the left side. He's not used to shooting from over there.
Blocked by Owen there on an attempted putback by Thomas.
Boy, Diekman has a nice shot. He's going to develop into a good player as time passes. Thomas is going to inbound it for Green City to Watson. Back out to number 45. I'm not sure who that is. Who is that? Oh, is that Clausen?
Yeah.
Clausen tried to take the rim, and I think he was fouled. Thomas is going to inbound it for Green City. And gets it into Diekman. Goes out of bounds. I think it was knocked out by the Tigers, though. So Green City will retain possession of the ball. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 44-21.
Oh, Green City had Clawson go down. They try to get the ball in. Owen gets his hands up, but Diekman comes up, turns around, and splashes it home. No backboard, though.
Boy, he is deadly with that turnaround shot in the lane.
Ambrosia has the ball now for Brashear. 2:30 remaining in the game. Gets the left wing for Smith. Smith gets it into Ambrosia again. Ambrosia puts it up and in. 46-23, 2:20 left to go.
Yeah, he was driving the lane, kicked it out the left-hand side, and they kicked it right back to him, and he put it right in. Oh, man. Now we've got Snelling
ball
in the
game. Ball taken away by Snelling, and Snelling was fouled by... They're going to get Watson with the hold, I think.
Snelling will inbound it for the Tigers. 2:09 left in the game. Coach puts the A-team back in. I guess he's going to let the A-team finish it out. So we're back on the field. We got Hayes and Thomas, Kylie Watson, Treasure, and Furtick. Hayes and over to Furtick, back out to Thomas, top of the key, over to Hayes on the left-hand side, passes into Watson in the left block. His turnaround shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on 45, which I think, is that Clawson?
Yeah. Five fouls now for the Green City Gophers.
Watson's first shot is on its way. It's up and
no
to
good.
The left.
Imagine that.
Can we say that he's leftward leaning?
I got him making this one, though. I think he's going to correct it here. Off to the left.
To the left. I wonder if he needs a turn signal for that shot.
I don't know. He needs a little slice, I think. Watson has the ball now for Green City. Brings it up the key. Now right wing for
Thomas.
Thomas
drives at the right side. His shot's a little strong. Furtick with the rebound. He's going to bring the
Furtick
ball back.
Furtick's
going to
slow down here. Hazen's just going to take a little time. I stand corrected. He's driving. Driving. Baseline now. Hands off to Watson. Watson has the ball. Puts up the shot. In and is fouled.
You think they'd slow that game down? No.
48-23, 1:28 remaining.
I think they're looking for the half-century mark.
Yeah, I believe they're going to find it.
Watson's first shot is on its way, and it's...
Splash, not to the left.
No, that's all right. We're doing good.
Here we go.
Watson brings the ball back the other way, brings it across the timeline, hands it off. Up. Thomas with the steal up ahead to...
Hazen puts it in. 61-23, minute 12 to go.
Green City with the ball now.
Here come the bench players for Brashear. Looks like we're going to have Jay Scudder, Cody Snelling, Dakota Walker, Shelton Johnson, and Zach Reeves. I think the A team's coming back in for Green City. Now going to be a little Mitch, Matt. Mismatch. We'll see how Brashear handles this. 1:12 remaining. It'll be Green City ball, I believe.
Well, the Tigers have a few points to give.
Yeah, almost 30. 28.
Brundage is going to inbound it to Leslie. Leslie up the top of the key.
Started by Snelling. Gets it into Fascio. Puts it up and no good. Rebounded by...
Not sure, but there's going to be a foul call. I think it's going to be on Johnson, maybe.
Johnson wanted to get his hack in.
First on Johnson.
Shooting foul for Seton. He'll have two.
First shot is on its way, and it's to the right.
Not taking lessons from Kylie Watson.
Apparently not. They just need to average out a little bit. That shot bounces all around every place, but finally falls in. Being bound by Reeves to
Snowing has the ball for Brashear. Dribbles up the key. gets off to Dakota Walker, launches one off the rim, no good, rebounded by Facio. Gets it out to
Leslie, brings it the other way. Leslie up the top of the key over to Brundage, just about loses the handle on it. And he gets it over to Facio, and his shot is up and no good. He's not as accurate as Diekman. Scudder is going to bring the ball back the other way. Hands it off to Snelling. Snelling at the top of the key. Thought about dribbling behind his back to Reeves over the left-hand side. And Reeves, of course, shoots.
Rebounded by Snelling, comes away with it. Outside the three-point arc. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Reeves. Puts it in.
Reeves with the shot. 19 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead it. 53-24. 15, 14. Leslie with the ball. Top the key over to Facio. Takes it into the paint. His shot is up and no good. Seaton with the turnaround shot is no good. Facio with the rebound. Shot's no good. Facio has a height advantage. He keeps getting it back. Keeps putting it up and it just won't fall. And time expires.
At the end of the fourth quarter, Tigers win it 53-24. This is Tyler Killen.
John Slavin.
From Tiger Arena.
And if you missed it, girls won the first game. I didn't write the score down. What was it, Tyler?
11-9, I'm thinking.
Low scoring affair, but Tigers take them both tonight. And be sure and join us again tomorrow night. I don't know if you're going to be here, Tyler, but we're going to have a little 7th and 8th grade action with the girls and boys against the Mary Immaculate School. But it'll be here at the Tiger Arena, and we'll be broadcasting.
That's right.
So thanks for joining us. This is a copyrighted broadcast by the Adair County R2 School District. Any unauthorized use without the express written consent of the Adair County R2 School District is expressly prohibited. Thank you and good night.